The sun had been very hot on my head. It made me as in a fire. My blood was on fire, but now I have come into this valley and drunk of these waters and washed myself in them, and they have cooled me. Now that I am cool, I have come with my hands open to live in peace with you. I speak straight and do not wish to deceive or be deceived. I want a good, strong, and lasting peace. When God made the world, he gave one part to the white men and another to the Apache. Why was it? Why did they come together? Now that I am to speak, the sun, the moon, the earth, the air, the waters, the birds and beasts, even the children unborn shall rejoice at my words. The white people have looked for me long. I am here. What do they want? They have looked for me long. Why am I worth so much? If I am worth so much, why not mark when I set my foot and look when I spit? The coyotes go about at night to rob and kill. I cannot see them. I am not God. I am no longer chief of all the Apaches. I am no longer rich. I am but a poor man. The world was not always this way. God made us, not as you. We were born like the animals, in the dry grass, not on beds like you. This is why we do as the animals, go about of a night and rob and steal. If I had such things as you have, I would not do as I do, for I would not need to do so. There are Indians who go about killing and robbing. I do not command them. If I did, they would not do so. My warriors have been killed in Sonora. I came here because God told me to do so. He said it was good to be at peace, so I came. I was going around the world with the clouds in the air when God spoke to my thought and told me to come in here and be at peace with all. He said the world was for us all. How was it? When I was young, I walked all over this country, east and west, and saw no other people than the Apaches. After many summers, I walked again and found another race of people had come to take it. How is it? Why is it that the Apaches wait to die, that they carry their lives on their fingernails? They roam over the hills and plains and want the heavens to fall on them. The Apaches were once a great nation. They are now but few, and because of this they want to die, and so carry their lives on their fingernails. Many have been killed in battle. You must speak straight, so that your words may go as sunlight to our hearts. Tell me, if the Virgin Mary has walked throughout all the land, why has she never entered the wigwam of the Apache? Why have we never seen or heard her? I have no father or mother. I am alone in the world. No one cares for Cochise. That is why I do not care to live, and wish the rocks to fall on me and cover me up. If I had a father and a mother like you, I would be with them and they with me. When I was going around the world, all were asking for Cochise. Now he is here. You see him and hear him. Are you glad? If so, say so. Speak, Americans and Mexicans. I do not wish to hide anything from you, nor have you hide anything from me. I will not lie to you. Do not lie to me. I want to live in these mountains. I do not want to go to Tularosa. That is a long ways off. The flies on those mountains eat out the eyes of the horses. The bad spirits live there. I have drunk of these waters, and they have cooled me. I do not want to leave here.